in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Even today in 2022, women in Africa are still more likely to die from maternal and perinatal conditions or complications, and also from communicable diseases, nutritional deficiencies, in more than any women in any part of the world. Africa accounts for more than half of all maternal deaths worldwide per annum, despite it being a preventable occurrence. And in addition, the underinvestment in women's health is still underwhelming, with investments being channeled primarily to high-level facilities at the expense of primary care of the rural populations, leading to underwhelming management of non-communicable diseases. And despite gains in advancing the health, economic power and status of women in society, women still bear a disproportionately large share of the global disease burden and mortality, with Africa obviously being among the nations in the world with the lowest life expectancies for women.
The coalition is called the Coalition for Women's Health in Africa. What exactly does the coalition do or facilitate?
The Coalition of Women's Health in Africa is an initiative to improve health for women in Africa. COWA is a collective membership-based private health sector action platform that advances women's health on the African continent. Focusing on key issues affecting women's health, COWA aims to ensure that all women on the continent have access to equitable, affordable, and quality health care. How will COWA work? It will focus on three pillars. The first pillar being knowledge and research. The coalition will capture key data on the status of women's health in Africa and design evidence-based solutions to improve the health of women in the region. Second pillar will be around awareness, policy, and dialogue. We will create awareness through debates, through workshops, advocacy efforts regarding issues affecting women's health. The last pillar will be action. We've spoken a lot about women issues. This coalition is for action. Partnerships with relevant stakeholders towards actualizing solutions gathered through the first two pillars will be critical for the coalition.
Will the main focus of the program be women's healthcare, or is it just on pregnancy and related healthcare?
Women's health is a very broad topic. Of course, reproductive health forms a very important aspect of women's health. But the coalition will not only focus on pregnancies and preventing unwanted pregnancies. It will incorporate all reproductive, maternal, newborn child. Education will become a critical pillar as well, because for women to attain health, you need to equip them with knowledge and empower them with knowledge, and so that they are able to go to health facilities to seek health care. So it's not only going to focus on pregnancies and preventing pregnancies, but incorporate even any other health-related matters. And from our discussions today at the launch, mental health issues were raised as some of the elements that the coalition may want to focus on.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.